Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
We believe in the rule of law, not in violence or rioting.
The men and women of the FBI will leave no stone unturned in this investigation.
To do a snap impeachment has real consequences.
I had a very close encounter where I thought I was going to die.
I think President-elect Biden is more afraid of the people in his own party than he is of the Republicans.
Shut up about unity.
Wow, was that Claire McCaskill? Sounded like somebody at the St. Louis County Council last night. Oh, how about that?
Zing.
Zing. Little fireworks there at the County Council in St. Louis County last night where there's a fight over leadership. And we're going to bring you up to date on that on this Wednesday morning. Glad that you're here with us. We've got Stacey Washington, Stacey on the right, scheduled in here at the bottom of the hour. Not only am I anxious to get her thoughts on this horrendous impeachment effort going on in Washington, D.C. right now, 25th Amendment being thrown around, which is equally ridiculous. But I want to get her take on what happened at the St. Louis County Council. And in the next hour at 8 o'clock today, about 8:35, Tim Fitch, the county councilman in the middle of this, the one who is making the allegations that a vote last week on council leadership was invalid, is going to join us at 8:35. He was basically had his mic clipped by County Council Chairwoman Lisa Clancy last night. She acted like she was Twitter or something. She just cut off his ability to communicate. It's anxious to hear what Tim Fitch is going to have to say about all of that for you. And that's coming up later here on the show. You know, remember why Eric Greitens left office?
Yes.
Well, there were a variety of reasons that ended up forcing him to resign. But what I've said all along is that the driving reason behind that was the fact that he hacked off the wrong people when he canceled the low-income housing tax credit program. Hundreds of millions of dollars flowed to contractors and Lord knows who else over the 25 or 30 years that program was in effect. And when he cut off the gravy train, the long knives came out for Eric Greitens. That's been reinstated now, effective this week. You know, we have a new legislature down there. The governor just got sworn in. The low-income housing tax credit issue is front and center again. And our friend Jeff Smith, a Democrat, is going to join us here in the 8 o'clock hour as well to talk about that, because he's long been, of course, a proponent of that low-income housing tax credit program, and he is with workforcehousing.com, the director of that, in fact, right now. So anxious to get his defense of that when we get him on here at about 8:10 this morning. That's good. Hey, right now, let's welcome in our guest, please. Charmaine Yost joining us. She's the Vice President, Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity at Heritage, and always great to get her on here. I love having her back on in the new year. Charmaine, how are you?
Hey, Mark. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. You know, so we on yesterday, you said, you know, here we are 10 days into 2021, wishing we could have 2020 back.
You know, I had that sick feeling heading into New Year that everybody kind of, we were feeling like you're going to turn the page and it would be new. And then, but somehow all of the different things that we were dealing with, none of which are calendar kind of things. So, but could any of us predict it that it was going to go the way it has for the last few weeks? Wow. Here we are. I've actually been looking forward to talking with you and getting your take on things and getting caught up.
So you live, of course, I think in Virginia. Am I correct about that? But just outside of D.C.?
That is right.
Yeah,
exactly.
So you're sort of in the belly of the beast up there. And there was a lot of talk yesterday about the hundreds who could end up being charged, or at least hundreds of charges filed in this case. And, of course, the information that came out yesterday about hordes of armed people who were planning to ring the Capitol building on Inauguration Day. That was one of the latest stories that came out yesterday by House Democrats who claim that law enforcement has warned them about that. I don't know who those people are. I think that'd be pretty dumb to go to Washington, D.C. with a gun, given their laws. But what's the mood up there in D.C.?
Well, you know, you do really hate to hear those kind of reports, and they are really abundant. And I'm just hoping that if there is any validity to the reports, and frankly, you know, we're seeing actual hard copy evidence of people saying stuff online about right. coming to D.C. and being armed. And my hope is that the counter message that we're getting from the FBI and from all the different law enforcement entities here in D.C. that they're ready this time. I hope that that dissuades people. And I hope it's kind of like, you know, when you're preparing for the big weather storm and everybody's like, oh, hunker down. And then you just get a few drops of rain. That's kind of what I'm hoping for here.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I mean, it defies logic to me that, number one, if you were going to do something like that, and I don't know anybody who's crazy enough to do that, if you were going to do it, telescoping it online is not very smart to begin with.
Right.
Which leads me to believe that it may be a less serious threat than we're being led to believe in the mainstream media. But, you know, I was in D.C. last Wednesday. I went there to cover the rally. I wanted to see it for myself, the rallies, I should say, Charmaine, because there were no fewer than 8 rallies scheduled around the area. The president's, I think, was the last one that ended up being announced. You know, I attended his speech. I stood out by the Washington Memorial and I listened to it. And yeah. when it was over with a bunch of other people, thousands, tens of thousands, I marched down Constitution Avenue to the front lawn there of the Capitol, the back lawn, I should say, of the Capitol building.
Yep.
I mean, I was there. And the thing about it is that the timeline doesn't work with what the mainstream media is claiming. The incitement thing doesn't work. I saw where K. Cole James, your president at Heritage, issued a statement on this call for the 25th Amendment. And I was glad to see her come out and bring some common sense to this argument that this president, you know, would need to be replaced with what now 7 days left in his term.
Well, exactly. And to be honest with you, waking up this morning, I really think that the impeachment move is picking up more steam than anything else. And
right.
that will be interesting to see how that plays out today. But there's so little time left here. Today's Wednesday. We've got exactly 1 week. So and a holiday weekend in between. So, you know, I thought one of the things that really struck me is I always love your bumper as you're coming in the various quotes that you pick. You know, the quote about, you know, shut up about unity. I think that's really the most salient point right now as we head into this next week is that's what we should be talking about more than anything. I am really heartened by all of the FBI reports about the prosecutions and the people that they're tracking down, because you make a really great point. You were there because you were covering an event. I know some people who traveled across country to be here who are patriots and had no idea until after they got back to their hotel and were horrified by what had happened. You know, there were some bad actors, and we still don't know the full extent of what their plans were, but I think it's important for the American people that law enforcement is going after them and demonstrating that we have a system that works of accountability.
Right.
And that is the basis for which we move on to saying, you know, how do we move into a new administration and reach across party lines and do have unity in our country? And that's the best of America. That's the kind, that's what we do as Americans, right? We come together and we move on. And so when I hear things of people saying, you know, I don't want to hear about your unity, I think that's very troubling for our country.
Well, you know, I have, that was Claire McCaskill, former Missouri senator, who said that. She was referring to Republicans in that.
Right, absolutely.
Why don't you go ahead and play cut 14 for us, Tricia, please.
It has to begin with Republicans acknowledging that there was no massive fraud, that Donald Trump's lawyers had all the evidence, and the evidence was not there. It was rumors. It was internet conspiracies. It was edited videotape. It was people trying to make a buck. It was anything but massive fraud. And until Republicans can do that, until they can reject the big lie, they can't even open their mouths about unity. Shut up about unity.
Yeah, that was Claire Bear. I'd like to read for my listeners this morning a tweet. Here's a tweet. Our election was hijacked. There's no question. Congress has a duty to hashtag protect our democracy and hashtag follow the facts. Do you think that was Ted Cruz or Josh Hawley or Jason Smith? No. Indeed, that was Nancy Pelosi, who tweeted that out in 2017. The sad thing we've got going on here, Charmaine, is that language that in 2017 used against Donald Trump's election is fine. But when those same words are said today, and it's Republicans who brought up the questions about the outcome of the election, it's sedition. It borders on treason. You need to be kicked out of the Congress for saying things like that. Oh, by the way, we need to impeach the president. I mean, that's the barrier, in my opinion, that we have to unity. The Democrats want unity, but they have zero tolerance.
They want to call for unity, and then they want to create a database of anyone who's ever served in the administration and say that they can't ever work anywhere ever again. You know, you're absolutely right in that it seems to go, the reaching across lines seems to go only one way, and only on their terms. And so, yeah, I'm with you. I think it's very, very troubling the place that we're at, and we've got to reach deep into our history for examples of how we've gotten past things like this before. And we've got to see some real leadership of people stepping up on the left and saying that they're going to demonstrate in their own lives how without using that kind of inflammatory language over against, you know, over 70 million people who voted for Donald Trump. When I keep hearing the language that is often being used on the left, I want to say, you know, you're going to database of 70 million people, you know. Well, what's that gonna look like? And I just think that we can do better. I think we have a history of doing better. It's that's what needs to happen at this point.
Yeah, we do. You know, I listened to a speech from Ronald Reagan yesterday from the Goldwater election. It was that long ago, where he warned about things like this. And we're better than that. I want to just double down on what you said a minute ago. I don't know anybody that supports the actions that happened at that Capitol building. I was in the crowd. I was out in the lawn, probably 40, 50 yards back from, that's the closest I ever got to the actual front of the Capitol building, observing, listening to the flashbangs, watching the tear gas go off, and not understanding at all what was happening on an elevated surface ahead of me. I couldn't see what was going on up there. I was horrified when I found out, when I got a text message from the radio station as to what was really happening. It was horrifying. as Americans, and we're law, as conservatives, certainly, we are law and order people, right?
Right,
we
right.
have laws in this country for a reason. There was no reason anybody needed to go into the Capitol. In fact, Mo Brooks, the congressman, made the point yesterday, listen, you hurt my effort to bring legitimate concerns to the electoral slate by what you did. So
exactly.
your insinuation that I encouraged that or that the president encouraged it just doesn't hold water. And we can't get to unity and to healing until we get past this divide where you suddenly want to beat the opposition about the head and shoulders, which is probably an overused term by me these days, with these allegations of sedition and you know, no fly lists and all that. I'm just fed up with it. I know my listeners are fed up with it, and I don't know where it goes. I think if they carry through, Charmaine, with this impeachment, they will forever damage the fabric of this nation, because those 74 million people are not going to forget.
Yeah, it's tough days. I will say that, you know, one thing that I've been thinking over is that, you know, there are a lot of big picture things out of everybody's control right now. And I think even at a personal level, we've really got to work. My team got together yesterday and had a, you know, we're the Institute for Family Community and Opportunity. And this is right. one of the themes that we were really hitting is when you think about your real life. Your life off of Twitter, you know, I've still got friends who are Democrats, who are liberals, and it's harder now than it used to be to have conversations, but I think we've got to embrace that kind of difficulty and start rebuilding from the ground up, because at the, you know, from the 30,000 foot perspective, it's very troubling right now.
Well, you and I talked this all over the summer when Heritage and your organization were hard at work trying to put together a plan for restarting the economy. I was really glad to see that post-election, Andrew Cuomo took your advice. He now wants to reopen businesses. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that a hoot? Yeah. Man, I tell you, talk about revisionist history. It's really amazing. But I tell you, this is something that people should be of good cheer about. We're still kind of in the mucky part of the reopening, and it's not going great right now.
Yes.
But one of the things that we can focus on is the good news is we've got all of the technology we need. We've found a vaccine. We've got testing where you can do it in the comfort of your living room and know immediately whether or not you've got it. So we've got the technology. Right now, what we're lacking is the blocking and tackling and the getting yes. it to people. And we're good at that. So I'm a little frustrated right now that we haven't ironed those things out yet. But, you know, there's been one or two other things going on.
Yeah, just a few distractions.
Just a few distractions. I'm confident that we will get that ironed out, that we're shining a light on the processes that are breaking down in terms of not getting the vaccines to people. People need to know vaccine distribution is a state level thing. And so you really got to be focused on your leadership there in Missouri and saying, hey, you know, how's it going? When do I get my vaccine? You know, let's hammer this out, make sure it's going well. And same thing with testing. You know, there's been so much attention paid to the vaccine distribution that at Heritage, we've been arguing that there needs to be this parallel path of getting people tests, the easy, quick, fast 15-minute test. We need that for moving forward. And it's out there. The FDA needs to get it all hammered out. And we're hoping, and the message we're going to be sending to the incoming Biden administration is that should be a very, very top priority to get that done.
Well, we appreciate your efforts as always. Charmaine Yost with Heritage, thanks so much for your time.
Good to be with you.
Good to talk to you. She's, of course, Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity at Heritage, heritage.org. And always a great conversation there. By the way, they got a great article up there on the Daily Signal today, dailysignal.com, on critical race theory and how it's infiltrating the government in classrooms. You should go on there and read that. Bit fascinating stuff this morning. Hey, coming up, Stacey on the right. Can't wait to get her take on the mess in D.C. and, of course, the mess at the St. Louis County Council. And we will actually get Councilman Tim Fitch on here about an hour from now in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And you've ignored.
Councilman Fitch, I will not allow you to bully this council. You may have been a bully as the police chief, but you will not bully this council. Shout the battle
cry. You'll never stop me. Stacey Washington joining us right now, of course, host of Stacey on the Right on Sirius XM Radio Monday through Friday from 8 to 11 Central Time. Stacey, that was Lisa Clancy you were listening to there. Did you see any of that council meeting yesterday in St. Louis County?
No, I didn't, but I watched the little snippets that were tweeted out, and I read the article on the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and I don't mind telling you that I was doing my favorite little dance that I do that makes my husband and the kids, they laugh at me. But it's my favorite little dance that I perfected over my adult lifetime that I do when I experience a victory, because yes, we've been sending these people emails and letters and scripture and teaching from the Bible. And Mark, if you heard the letters we sent, it's been a couple of girlfriends and I coordinating, and just tons of us across the St. Louis metro area. And I feel like it's a victory for all of us, not just me and my little shoulder dance I like to do, but all of us experienced a victory last night because we've watched Lisa Clancy bully the county council. She treats them like their stepkids or foster kids, wayward and idiotic, and that she has to constantly lecture them. She lectures all of us adults in St. Louis County. She orchestrated that horrible reelection of Sam Page with her brother running his campaign. And she feels invincible. And last night she tried to bully again. And she projected onto Tom Fitch. She said, Tim Fitch, she said, "You are a bully. You're used to bullying people in the police department." Well, he wasn't a bully. He was someone who served this county honorably, and now he's serving again. But she downgraded him. She insulted him, and he refused to be cowed by her. He stood his ground, and thank God. I just praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for Shalonda Webb. I don't know what she's going to be like, politically on the council,
But for her to publicly come out and say her constituents were robbed of their opportunity to have her vote for who the next chair would be, and then to ride in there on her first night and say, this isn't the way we're starting this thing off. I like it. I'm calling her my ride or die now, but I don't know what she's really going to be like.
I just
hope she's going to be fresh there. We need some fresh blood on that council, and we need someone who's going to be there not for politics but for their constituents. That sounds like what she's going to be for, so I support that. Regardless of, you know, Democrat, Republican, she wants to represent her constituents. And the people of North County are a part of St. Louis County, too, and they have concerns, valid concerns that have gone unanswered. And hopefully Shalonda Webb will take care of that.
Well, I hope, Stacey, that the little power grab we saw last week with, you know, allowing Gray to vote when she was technically not still a council member won't stand. And that we might see Tim Fitch as the chairman of this county council. I mean, that would be really sweet. I'm going to get him on here coming up in the next hour at around 8:30. We're hoping to get him on around 8:35 just to talk
about
what happened last night.
Well, just let Tim know that those of us out here in the hinterland of St. Louis County, us uncounted folk, I think we're the ignored people because the county council, the Democrats on the council, really act as if we don't exist because they're in the majority and we're not. And I just think last night was so beautiful because she told him, we're moving on. And Tim said, no. We have a motion, and it's been seconded. And she said, that motion is invalid. And he said, yes, it is. And so I watched that video clip like 6 times because I couldn't believe, first of all, her insistence on simply ruling over the council without paying attention to the actual rules.
Sure.
But also his insistence on piping back up and, you know, not letting it go, which ultimately resulted in something good happening last night. So he's done a great job. And I think all of us are very, very happy with his leadership and his steadfastness and his loyalty to his principles. So we're very, very, very happy to have him there.
Speaking of people drunk with power, let me switch to Washington, D.C. for a minute, where the 25th Amendment will not be invoked because Mike Pence said no, but they are going to try to move ahead with this impeachment. I want to play a quick bite from the president yesterday. Go to cut number 6, please.
On the impeachment, it's really a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This impeachment is causing tremendous anger, and you're doing it, and it's really a terrible thing that they're doing. For Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to continue on this path, I think it's causing tremendous danger to our country, and it's causing tremendous anger.
Yeah, I think the president is absolutely correct. The left wants to call for unity, Stacey, but we see where this is going now. What's your take on what you've seen in D.C. the last week?
Well, so I look at there's McLaughlin Associates has a new poll out that shows that over 60% of Americans think that an impeachment of the president after he leaves office would be a complete and utter waste of time. I think we're looking at a party that is operating within a vacuum, that vacuum is created by Twitter kicking President Trump off of their platform. 88 million people following the president now have to look elsewhere to read his comments. And so, you know, they've seen a huge decrease, billions of dollars of loss in their valuation. Same thing with Facebook. And they're cutting off their nose to spite their face. But there's also the amount of fear that's palpable. Maxine Waters made a comment that the president is going to try to rule from the private sector and cause his supporters to go around all over this country and, you know, basically causing mayhem across the country. In other words, Maxine Waters is afraid that you and I, Mark, and all of us out here, all of us conservatives who believe in the rule of law, law and order, gun ownership, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, that we're going to go around and act like Antifa and Black Lives Matter did for the past 9 months across the country, terrorizing Americans and burning down America. Well, she had better understand we'll never do that because that's not who we are. But they're afraid. The numbers don't add up for the election. They want to shut down any dissent or mention of the fact that they stole it. And they're afraid because they really did lose. It was the greatest shellacking ever seen in a presidential election. And since they've covered up the win, they now are afraid that we're going to exact the same revenge on them that they were exacting on us for 9 months. We're not going to do that, but they are afraid. So I think one of the best things for us to do is recognize the situation that we're in, shore up our foundations. You know, if you're a person of faith, you should be praying for this country like you never have before, and understand that the crackdowns will continue. So we need to support organizations, new businesses like Parler and Gab. Gab is not a far right wing white supremacy platform. It is a, it's owned by a Christian, and they now own all of their own stuff. Their servers, they're coming out with a phone soon, Mark. They're going to provide options to us if we want to get away from big tech and then reevaluate. Last night I had a trucker call into my show and he said he moved $53,000 of his 401k out of big tech stocks. He didn't realize he had that much money in big tech stocks, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, but he moved all of that money out and put it elsewhere. So we can do things like that. And then, of course, we have to remember that this is America. I'm not giving up. I never give up. I never quit. I'm not giving up on this country. Still an election or not, I'm still an American. There's still a constitution. I still support this country. I still support my neighbors, even the liberals who want to shut me down or prevent me from having free speech online. They may want that, but they can't stop me from doing what I do best. And that is what I do every day. I get up. I love my family. I love this country. I work hard and I put my message out there. And those who want to hear it will hear it. And those who don't can move on, but they're not going to stop me. I'm undeterred. And I think that's the attitude that we all have to have.
And as a veteran, you put your life on the line, right, to secure that right. And I love the fact that you're standing up fighting for it, Stacey. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mark. And I think there's so many people out there, Democrats and Republicans, serving our armed forces. And we're appalled at what we're seeing from, it's just five of them. We have to realize they may be some of the richest men in the world, but there are only five of them. There are 75 million of us who voted for this president, and multiple untold millions, probably 100 million people combined on his email lists and Facebook and Twitter and all of those accounts. That's a lot of people for them to try to crush and remove from public life. I dare them. You know, they're working on it, but let's see them do it. 100 million people? Come on, that's bigger than the population of Germany. And that's bigger than the population of the U.K. We are a country within a country. They cannot crush us.
Stacey Washington, great having you on again. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark.
We will talk soon, and you can listen to Stacey at SiriusXM Patriot Monday through Friday in the evenings from 8 to 11. Quick break here, 314-241-9797. What say you? Your phone calls and our salute to the USO coming up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
USO salute on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hey, happy birthday to our friends at the USO. Trisha, did you realize that this is their 40th birthday serving Lambert International Airport?
I did not, but that is amazing.
They've been out there for a long time. The USO was established out there in 1981, and think of all the thousands and thousands of service members that they've been there for over the years. Thanks to all of you for doing that. Thanks to the volunteers. Mm-hmm. They've even got a mobile canteen program that lets them support troops no matter where they are, whether it's, you know, Scott Air Force Base or Fort Leonard Wood. I mean, they're all over Southern Illinois and Missouri, and we appreciate what they do. Find out more at USOMissouri.org, or you can go over there and you can volunteer when those things are allowed again, and you can go to 971talk.com/USO salute to find out more, our way of thanking them. Hey, I'll bet this snuck by you two yesterday.
Oh yeah,
with all that's going on in the world,
shouldn't make
you know
such an
I love
assumption.
This stuff, right?
Go on.
The CIA documents on UFOs have been compiled and now released. And you can download it and look at what the government knows about UFOs.
What? And you have already looked?
Well, I've looked at it. I've scanned it, but I haven't gotten into it in depth. I mean, you know, for years, this was sort of Independence Day stuff. You have to have the need to know to find out about Area 51 and all that stuff. But they've got the videos on there of little things they can't explain, and that's fascinating.
So is the truth out there? That's the question with UFOs.
That's a good point. Is the truth? I mean, I can tell you one thing. Maybe they charge you to download this stuff. I don't think so. But they got a bunch of PDF documents you can get on there and look at. And I mean, I think it's at least as likely there are UFOs than that Joe Biden actually got 80 million votes. Come on. It works for me. Anyway, you can apparently go online now. Fox had this story on, and Newsmax had a copy of it as well, where you can download this. Trust me, my family makes fun of me as well when I tell them I think there are aliens out there somewhere. So, and not on the border. The president was on the border yesterday trying to stop some of that, but what can you do? It's kind of where we are.
I think there's a difference.
Making a lot of leaps there.
Oh, man. Coming up in the next hour, we are going to have Tim Fitch on here. County councilman got into a bit of a tiff yesterday over how they've elected the council chair for the next council session. We're going to get his take on it. Plus, our friend Jeff Smith's going to join us for the bottom line.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.